Okay. Today is Daf Kuf Gimel. You're on Kuf Beis, I'm at Beis. You're on the second to bottom line. Zu Lahavi Machavas. If somebody promises to bring that flower, and he points to that flower in a machavas, and he brings it in a machesha, a different kind of pan, lo yatza. The halacha was, not lo yatza, the halacha was, puzzle. I vatanya le kidusham klishares. Yeah, but didn't we learn that the klishares is makadosh it? Why is it puzzle? It goes into a klishares. Klishares should kasher it. Yes, so Amar Abaya, lo kidusham li karev. Yeah, the klishares doesn't make it holy to bring it. Aval kidusham li pasal. It brings it holy in order to pasal it.
What does that mean?
That means it allows it to become disqualified. In other words, it becomes disqualified. That's all it means. Vamar Abaya, lo shanu. We didn't say this din that if you say this flour I'm bringing for one type of pan and you bring the other type of pan that it's pasal. Ella shekavon bishas neder. It was kavua at the time of the neder. Aval bishas hafrasha lo. Not when you separated the dough. When you made the dough, you thought to yourself, oh, maybe I'll bring for a carbon. That's too early. You know why? Kasha nadarta, it says when you make the neder, velo kasha hefrashta, not when you separate the dough. It marnami, amar of acha barchanina, amar of yasi, amar of yochanan, lo shar elosha kavon bishas neder. That's only true when the carbon was bishas neder. Avil bishas hafrasha, put at the time of hafrasha, lo kasha nadarta, velo kasha hefrashta. Nice and easy Gemara. Yeah, next Mishnah. Ha'omer, if someone says, Harei alai mincha, minasa orim, I'm going to bring mincha from barley. Now, there's no such thing as mincha from barley, except a sota and the omer. But a regular person, what barley? What shaykh is barley? There's no barley. So if somebody says that, Yavi min achitim, he brings it from wheat. Kemach, if he says he's going to bring flour, he bring flour as a mincha, which is in the wrong stage of production. Yavi soles, he brings fine flour. Below shemen or below lavona, normal minchas don't have without shemen. No, normal minchas have shemen and lavona.
Right.
Rare. By the way, see how I'm saying this is like the fundamentals of mincha at the last perek, at the end of the mesechta. Fundamentals of the Karim Mincha. We could have had... Anyway, lo shemen lo lavona, yavi shemen lo lavona. You say without shemen and lavona, you have to bring with shemen and lavona.
Oh, he actually expressly says...
I'm going to bring a mincha, but I can't afford shemen and lavona. I'm going to have a cheaper mincha. No such thing. So why don't we say, well, it's not a carbon then? But the Gemara is going to ask that question. Chatzi isaron. If someone promises to bring a half an isaron, which is also no such thing. Yavi isaron chalim. He brings a full Itharon. Okay?
So that's good. Even if he said he's going to bring a...
Chatzi Itharon?
He can't do such...
There's no such thing as a Chatzi Itharon. No such thing.
Okay, but if he brings a full Itharon...
Not if. He has to bring a full... He has to bring a full Itharon.
Yeah.
So Itharon Umechza. What if he said one and a half Itharon? There's no such thing as a half an Itharon. There's no such thing. So what do you do? Yavi... Shnei, Yavi Shnayim. You have to bring two Isarons. Okay?
There was no Keli, there was a Chatzi.
And there's no such thing as a Chatzi Isaron. Correct, exactly, correct. Reb Shimon Poter.
He brings two
Kabbalahs? Two Isarons.
Oh, each for the Mincha?
Yes.
The Mincha is either one or two? Or
50.
At least multiples of one.
Correct. Reb Shimon Poter. Shlois nadiv kederach hamis nadvin. Reb Shimon says, you potter, you didn't make a normal nether like normal people. You made an abnormal nether.
He argues in all the cases.
All the cases. So the Gemara says, why are these good nethers? Like if someone promises to bring a barley mincha, that's not a mincha. So why do we say, no, we're going to convert it into chitin? Why? It says the Gemara, am I neder? Am I? Why is this good neder? Neder u pischo imahu. The neder and the pesach out of the neder are said in one breath. I promised to bring a mincha as an barley as a neder. The neder and the out are together. That's not a neder. Amar Chizkia Hamani Beis Shammai. This must be according to this mission. Must go according to Beis Shammai. The Amar who says Tofes Lashon Rishon. You said the first thing that comes out of your mouth. In other words, I promise. Boom, you have a mincha. Right. Then he said something that doesn't make any sense. We'll make it make sense. Right? Ditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir. May not grow gross. If someone says, I'm going to be a Nazir from, what's the grow gross? Figs or dates?
Dried figs.
May not devela or dates.
Well, pressed figs.
Beishame Omrim, Nazir. You're a Nazir. There's no such thing as a Nazir from grapes, from dates. There's no such thing. Nazir's only wine or grapes. No such thing. So what's Pshat? He's a Nazir? Basil Omrim ain't a Nazir. Basil says he's not a Nazir. Why are you not a Nazir? You didn't make a Nazir of the Zeris. What'd you say? He said a crazy thing. I'm going to be a Nazir from potato chips. There's no such thing. So what does Bishamai say? You said I'm going to be a Nazir. Boom, you're a Nazir. Then you said from potato chips. Okay, what you said. Right? Okay, what you said. You're a Nazir. So too over here. I'm going to bring a Mincha. And then you said from barley? Who cares what you said? You said, I'm going to bring a mincha. According to Beis Hillel, this Mishnah, it's like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, you're pater, that's not how normal people make promises. You didn't say normal, you didn't make normal minchas. You're not, none of it's chal. According to Beis Hillel, he would seem to be saying the same thing. Okay? Now, the Chizkiah said, our Mishnah is Beis Shammai, who said, we care about the first thing that comes out of your mouth. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Tema Beis Hillel. You can even say it's Beis Hillel. How could that be? The answer is, Be'omer, Ilu Ha'yisi Yodea, She'en Odrin Kach, Lo Ha'yisi Nodr Kach, Elakach. Had I known, I didn't know that. I didn't go to Tafiomi. I didn't know you can't bring a mincha from barley. Had I known that, I never would have said that. My intention was to bring a mincha. I just have an Amaretz. So now that you told me there's no such thing as a mincha from barley. No such thing. And he told me that, I'm happy to bring a chitin.
Right.
Says Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Hillel would agree that's what the guy meant, and therefore we'll just change it for him. That's all.
Yeah, but
it shouldn't be a chayv.
What?
It shouldn't be a
chayv. It is a chayv.
It is.
It is a chayv. Yeah. Even according to Beis Hillel, who holds, we don't care about the first thing that comes out of your mouth, we care about the whole thing that comes out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. You said so it doesn't make any sense? That's only because you're an Amoritz. We'll make it make sense. And you want it to make sense. Yeah.
There's a difference between a nazir. Because a nazir is just you're putting a restriction on yourself.
I know, but the point is...
But a mincha is you're it's a car, it's like a carbon or something.
It's the same idea. The same idea is what comes out of your mouth. What comes out of your mouth didn't make any sense. You can't be a nazir from potato chips.
No
such thing. So, but he said, I'm going to be a nazir. Stop. From potato chips? You don't know what you're talking about. We're making you a nazir. Says Beis Hillel, no, you're not a nazir. You're not a nazir. So do you care about the whole sentence or just the first thing that comes out of his mouth? So it's a machlokas between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Chizkiah, Chizkiah says, I would agree, lo shanu el de amar mincha min ha-se'orim. Aval amar mincha min ha-adoshim? But if somebody said mincha from lentil beans, lo. Even I would agree that that's not a mincha. Why? Because lentil beans are so far removed. Barley is a little bit like wheat, and there's an omer was brought out of barley, and a sotah. It's in the realm of making a mistake like that. The lentil beans? That's ridiculous. And even Chizkiah says, even Beis Shammai would agree that if someone says, I'm going to bring a mincha from lentil beans, it's nothing. Chizkiah is explaining Beis Shammai. Now, right. But why is that true? Michti, kiman amar l'shmaita. Who said that? Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai Mishum Tovas Lashon Rishon. Who? Beis Shammai holds whatever comes out of your mouth. Mali Adoshto, Mali Adoshim. What's the difference what it is? What's the difference? If someone says I'm going to bring a mincha, it could be lentil beans, potato chips. Who cares what it says? Figs, dates, olives, what's the difference? You have to bring wheat. Why? First thing out of your mouth. Why would Chizkiah make a distinction between lentil beans and barley? And the answer is, Hadarbe, he retracted that. He retracted that. Why did he retract it? Because it doesn't make any sense. Right? Yeah.
My time 100
times. 1 minute.
No, the initial. He retracted
his vart that that the Tofes Lashon Rishon is how to explain the Mishnah. He agreed with Rav Yochanan that the way to explain the Mishnah is the guy's an Am Aretz, and he wanted to bring him in. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So he took the Am Miga Micha from barley. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So Basil said, according to Rav Yochanan, we'll just make it make sense because the guy wants to bring a mincha. He doesn't know what he's talking about because he's an Am Aretz. That's all. Rav Chizkiya retracted the Tofes Lashon Rishon explanation. Okay? My Taiba Hadarbei, why did he retract it? Why did he retract it? So it's very simple. Amar Rava, because Masnisa Kishisei, the Mishnah to him was difficult. Right? My area, the Tani Mincha Manasa Orim, why would the Mishnah give a case that's so similar to deceive me and fool me, lifting me in Adoshim? If the Mishnah wanted to teach me that the Tofes Lashon Rishon is so valid, then shouldn't it have used an outlandish case? Someone said they're going to bring a mincha from potato chips. You still chayv your mincha? What kind of mincha is that? Yes, because Tofes Lashon Rishon. First thing that comes out of your mouth. If that was what the Mishnah was driving at, shouldn't it have said an outlandish case? And then I would know.
Even an outlandish case.
That's exactly the point. A Tofes Lashon Rishon, even on Adashim, even on lentils, no such thing as lentils in the base of English, never comes there. Someone said that.
You can mix.
What?
You can mix up between barley.
Exactly. So when I tell you the crazy case, you for sure will know barley.
Exactly.
Why did the Mishnah not do that? Why did the Mishnah say barley, which already is already in the parsha a little bit of Mincha, right?
It's one of the,
so it must be not to teach me Tofes Lashon Rishon.
Right.
It must be. Why? Well, it must be the pshat. The pshat must be that the guy's an Am Aretz.
Right.
How much of an Am Aretz is he? He's such an Am Aretz. No, not so big. Ella, Shma Mina, the pshat is that you can't explain this mission according to Beis Shammai. And what's the pshat? The pshat is, the guy didn't know what he's talking about. Now, Mishud de Toybe, the guy made a mistake.
He didn't mean to say what he said.
People make a mistake about barley. As Mr. Schiffer said, it's in the parsha of Ba'adashim lo toy. Nobody makes a mistake about that.
Yeah.
A little bit they know something that Amaritz knows. Something he knows, right? A little bit he knows, right? He didn't come to Daf Yomi the past 2 days, but a little bit he knows. And he knows, for sure, you were here, for sure you can't bring a mincha out of lentil beef. That I know for sure not. What did he think? Maybe barley. He heard once, he was passing by, he heard them talking about barley and minchas, right? He didn't know that daf they were talking about the Omer. He heard something epis. So that's already in the parasha. That's a mistake. You have to know how to talk. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu min ha'adashim. Even if you make a neder from adashim, even if you say I'm going to bring a mincha from adashim, you have to bring a mincha. Why?
According to the
Mishnah. Why? Michti. Rabbi Yochanan Kamar Amar L'Shmaitza, Kibbeis Hillel. Ubeis Hillel, Mishum de Toyu. And Beis Hillel said, because you make a mistake. Bisha Orin Toy, Badashim Lo Toy. Make a mistake in that, not in that.
Right?
Therefore what?
Huh?
It's so outlandish, you really, I don't get it. Beis Hillel says you wouldn't.
Yes, it's a kasha. It's a kasha. We just established. You can't argue on what people make a mistake about. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say, well, Rabbi Yochanan just said, Yochanan afilu min adashim. Even if you said you're going to bring a mincha from adashim, lentil beans, it's good. You have to bring one from wheat.
Right.
But we just said that people don't make a mistake about lentil beans. What's going on here? It's a kasha here. So the Gemara answered, what? Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan, come on, Amar L'Shmaita, Kibbeis Hillel. But we just got through finished saying a second ago, Ubeis Hillel, Mishud Toyu. Bisha'arin Toyu, Be'adashim Lo Toyu. So the kasha is, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that? We just got to finish saying people don't make a mistake about lentil beans. So the Gemara says, no. The Devar of the Chizkiya Kamar Lei. He was talking to Chizkiya. Even though Chizkiya changed his mind, you, my time Hadar Tevach, why'd you retract? Why'd you retract? You retracted because you didn't understand why the Mishnah didn't give an outlandish case, right? Mishum to Lokatani min adashim, because the Mishnah didn't give an outlandish case. So you realized that your Tofes Lashon Rishon Vard is wrong, right? Dilma, Lomi Bayik Amar. Maybe the Mishnah was written as, I don't have to mention adashim. Why? That what? that if you make a mincha, if you promise to bring a mincha from Adashim, you have to bring a mincha from wheat. I don't have to even mention that case. Why? So obvious. Dikul Meimar, Mahadar Hu, Tahadar Bey, Vitofes Lashon Rishon. Right? Yeah. Exactly. Ela Filim and Asaorim Nami, even from barley, Dikul Meimar, Mitahu de Katoi. He just made a mistake. Afilu Hachi, Tofes Lashon Rishon. And nevertheless, he was Tofes Lashon Rishon. Right?
So what happens?
That was his kasha.
It's so outlandish that you ignore it.
Exactly.
It's so outlandish that you ignore it. That's why it makes sense to have a slush and that it would work.
Correct. Because it's so outlandish, we ignore what you said. You want to bring a mincha. From what? From the most crazy thing, Adashim.
Right.
It's so crazy that you said that, but it's still tough for slush and
rishon. You still have to bring.
Chizkiya said he retracted, because he didn't understand why the Mishnah wouldn't give an outlandish case to teach the idea of Tofes Lashon Rishon. Says Rabbi Yochanan, what kind of reason is that to retract? Exactly, that's exactly the point. I don't have to mention the crazy cases. The crazy cases, for sure, Tofes Lashon Rishon. For sure. What else is it?
Why for sure?
What?
Why?
Because you said the word mincha. That's what Rabbi Shammai holds.
But he said it.
He said, I want to bring a mincha.
Yeah.
Boom. From potato chips. So ignore what you said. Tofes Lashon Rishon. Bring a mincha. From what? From wheat. But if someone said, I want to bring a mincha from barley, right?
Yeah.
So maybe I wouldn't say Tofes Lashon Rishon.
Because
in the grain family.
Right.
So of course, the Mishnah had to say, no, Tofes Lashon Rishon there also. Okay? So at the end of the day, nobody holds you can bring a mincha from barley, from potato chips, from adashim. Nobody says that. Nobody holds that. Right? Nobody holds that. Okay. Next. Amar Ze'iri, the whole Mishnah is true, lo shanu, it's not true, elo de Amar Mincha, if you said the word Mincha. You have to say the word Mincha.
Right.
If someone says, I want to bring potato chips, what do you want to bring potato chips to? To shul? To the party? Like what are you talking about?
Right.
You have to say the word Mincha. Avo lo Amar Mincha, lo. If you don't say the word Mincha, you're not chayav Mincha at all. Right? You didn't say anything. You said, I want to bring barley. What is that?
Isn't that a pashtus?
Yeah.
He didn't say mincha. What are you bringing?
So Yosef Rav Nachman, v'karmar la hashmaita, he said over this Torah, eis v'ravel Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef Nachman, the following question. It says in the Mishnah, kemach, if somebody promises to bring kemach, which is flour, yavi solas, we'll change it, he has to bring fine flour. Lav, the lo amar mincha, isn't that talking about where he didn't say the word mincha? So he says, no, lo, the amar mincha, he said the word mincha. The next line in the Mishnah, below shemen ulavona. Without shemen ulavona, yavi shemen ulavona. You have to bring it with shemen and lavona. My lav, the amar mincha, lav, the amar mincha. He said mincha there also.
Because we have also a case by Nozer, if someone said, and I want to be, someone sees Nozer, I want to be like him. So he's not saying the word Nozer, we said also he's obligated to.
Because
so
the context.
If you bring a mincha, and I'm going to bring a dashim, you don't say mincha. Maybe in that context, you might have to. So,
okay.
I'm saying a similar.
Interesting, because the Mishnah Beis made a blanket statement. If somebody says, I'm going to bring, someone says, I'm going to bring without shemen, bring what without shemen? They shouldn't mention the word mincha. Yeah, but he meant to say, it means the word mincha, right? Chatzi, saron, yavi, saron, shalom, my love, the love of mincha, he didn't say mincha there either, lo, the amar mincha, he said mincha. Ihachi, im a seifa. Look at the seifa. The seifa said, isaron im umechsa, if you promise to bring 1.5, yavi shnayim, you have to bring 2. 1 minute. Kiva da amar mincha. Since you said I want to bring a mincha, yichayev lebi isaron. You have to bring an isaron. Why? Because the word mincha itself is isaron, the minimum. Ki amar chatzi isaron, lo amar lo chatzi isaron, lo klum kamaru. Right? He didn't say anything.
Why does he have to bring 2 isaron?
Exactly. Why does he have to bring 2? Lo tzricha. The case is the amar harelai mincha. He said the word I want to bring a mincha. Chatzi Isaron, the Isaron. He said the Chatzi Isaron first.
It's separated.
So, Kivin Damar Mincha, when you said the word Mincha, it's Chayev Lebi Isaron. You have to bring an Isaron. Ki Amar Chatzi Isaron, once you said I want to bring a Chatzi Isaron, Vlo Klum Kamar, that's nothing. Ki Kamar Isaron, Ki Hadar Amar Isaron, Maisi Isaron Achwiti.
You
have to bring a second one, right? Ihachi, 1 second.
He says Isaron.
No.
They're changing the
Girsa. He said, they're changing the Girsa. They're sticking in the word mincha, chatzi isaron, den isaron.
Right.
So what's pshat in that?
So he has to bring.
He said the word mincha, one. Chatzi isaron is nothing.
So
and then isaron is another one.
So he's an amoritz.
Exactly. So one second. Amar ihachi, ihachi, Rabbi Shimon poter, shelo hisnadev, kederach hamisnadvin. Rabbi Shimon says, not was poter, because you didn't make a promise like normal people make promises for mincha. Am I? So what's wrong with this promise?
He's throwing it out?
What?
He's saying you never made a promise, you didn't get off the ground?
Yeah. Okay. That's what Rabbi Shimon said. So, Amar Rava, Rabbi Shimon, Peshitas Rabbi Yossi, Amra, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yossi, to Amar, Af Bigmar Devar of Adam Matfis. We care about your total statement. And your total statement is not a statement. Okay. Good?
Yeah.
Now, the next Gemara is quite famous. The Gemara is famous. The Mishnah is not so famous. Hamisnadev Adam Mincha Shel Shishim Isaron. If somebody promises to bring a big mincha, 60 Isaron, maybe Bekli Echad. You could bring them in one Kli to be a very big Kli. I don't know. You could bring a big Kli.
We didn't talk about that Kli in the other mission.
We didn't talk about that Kli, no.
So what's the problem here?
There's no problem.
You found a Kli.
60 Isaron in one Kli.
Right.
What kind of Kli? One kind of kli. Im Amar Hare Alai Samach Aleph. If you promise to bring 61 Isaron, maybe Shishim Bekli Echad. You could bring 60 in one kli. The Echad Bekli Acher. And one in the other kli.
Why don't it just be 30 and 31? Why do you have to be all 60 in a huge thing?
That's what he said.
The max is 60.
The Chazon Yecheskel asks your question, Mr. Freud, and he answers. Because you want to bring a big mincha.
Right. Exactly.
You said that.
That's what he said.
What? No. So we're gonna get to everything. That's the reason why we do 60 and 1, not 30 and 30, or 30 and 31. Shekein hatzibur mevi. Listen to this. Shekein hatzibur mevi yom tefrishon shel chag shechalios b'shabbes shishin ve'echad. Because the maximum amount that a tzibur could ever bring in one day is 61 Isaron. Okay? In one day. How do you get to 61 Isaron? So Rashi says, Yud Gimel Parim, it's 13 pars, which is the maximum pars of Sukkot. Lamed Tes Isronim is 39 Isronim, three for each one. 13 times 3 is 39. Shlosh Isronim Lepar. The Yud Dalet Kvasim, then there are 14 sheep, is Yud Dalet Isronim. Harei Nun Gimel, 53. Ushnei Elim, two rams, Dalet Esronim. That's Harbi Nun Zayin, 57. Ushnei Tamidim, and for the two carbon tamids, Shnayim, two. Ushnei Kivzei Musaf, the Shabbos, Shnayim, Harei Samachal, it's 61. So 61 is the maximum that a tzibur will ever bring on any day of the year. Apparently. No, not necessarily. Dayol yachid shupasach man atzibur echad. It's good enough that a person will bring one less than that. You don't have to, what are you, a tzibur? You're a regular person. You can't bring 61, you can bring 60 in one kli. Now, as the Gemara is going to point out, this whole reason is very difficult. The Gemara itself is going to say it's difficult because some of these are brought in the morning, some are brought in the afternoon, some require different oil. The whole thing is not a good answer. Amar Reb Shimon, the Mishnah says it right now. Follow Elu, the 39 Leparim, the Elu Kvasim. 39 are Elim, are Parim, and the other 18 are Kvasim. V'nivlalim zeim zeh, the ain nivlalim zeim zeh. They don't combine. They don't combine.
You wouldn't bring one mincha.
You can't bring it all one. It doesn't make any sense. Ella, here's the reason. Ad shishim up to 60, yachal livalel. You're able to do belila, which is to mix it with oil. You're able to do belila. Amrulo, shishin revol and shishin vechad ein revol. What, 60 you can do mixed with oil, 61 you can't? So the Mishnah says, Amalahem, kabin is chachamim kain. Everything's like that. Every measure in the Torah is like that. Right? Arboim sa hu tovel. You can go into a mixer with 40 sa. Arboim sa chasakurtav. 40 sa minus an ounce. Ein en yachal revol. You can't go into the mikvah. It's not a mikvah. Everything's like that. There's a shear. It is. So the shear is 60. Shal she'ela Lamaila, me Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. They asked a question to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. Minayin laomer, hare alai shishim ve'echad, maybe shishim bekli echad, ve'echad bekli echad. How do I know that if somebody promises to bring 61 isaron, he has to bring 60 in one kli and one in the other kli? How do I know that? So, Pasach Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi opened up. He's the Rosh Hamadabrim b'chol makom. He's the first one to speak at every gathering. Right? That's from the Gemara when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was put into the cave. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi was designated as one to always start speaking. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Rabbi Yehuda in Mishnayot is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. V'amar, Shkematzinu Tzibur may even be on the Frishon Shachal, Shabbos, Shishin Ve'echad. Because the first day Sukkot that falls out on a Shabbos, you bring 61 Isaron. Right? You bring 61 Isaron. So you, it's good enough, you bring one less than that. You bring one less than that.
You bring 60 and 1.
So no, six, not more than 60 in one kli. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, it was 61.
In different kingdoms.
But it was at different times of the day. So the whole thing is not, the Mishnah already said it's not a good answer. Only Reb Shimon, follow Elu Parv, Elu, Elu Kvasim, different animals, what are you talking about? You bring 61, it's not even true. Yeah, you bring 61 over the course of the day, not at the same time. Elu Balayla, Elu Bilosan Ava, Elu Bilosan Raka, some are mixed thick, some are mixed thin, Elu Bililil Chakris, Elu Bililil Ben Arbayim, some are mixed Chakris, some are mixed in the afternoon, right? Tamil Shal Shachar, Tamil Shal Ben Arbayim. This answer makes no sense.
Yeah.
This answer makes no sense. Vein of Lol is Al Zeh, you can't mix them up anyway. What kind of answer was that? So you tell me the reason. Amalahem, Hare Omer says, V'chol mincha balula bashemen, right? V'chol mincha balula bashemen, v'chareva. So for Amar Torah, havi mincha sheyechola lehibalel. Bring a mincha that you can do blila. Amalei, b'shishim nivlalin, b'shishim v'echad ein nivlalin. The Chachamim were estimated, or they figured out, 60 Isaron, you can do mix. 61, can't mix. Amalo.
Is the reason because if there was 61 and you added oil, it would just be batel b'shishim?
Not batel b'shishim in terms of that, because you could have a ton of oil.
Right.
Well, yeah, but each time you add a drop, it's...
No, it's not because of batel b'shishim. It's because it just won't mix well. That's the only reason. Now, amalo, kol min chachamim kain hu. Every measure in the chacham is like that. It doesn't mean chacham, even things in the Torah. I bought him sa'u tovel. 40 sa'a, you can do tevila. I bought him sa'a chasa kortev, any achalitavo. 40 sa'a minus a mashu, you can't go to the mikvah. Ki beitza matame to masochlin. If it's the size of a beitza, it's matame. Ki beitza chasa shumshum. If it's a beitza, less a kernel, dry sesame seed, ain't matame to masochlin. Right? Shlosha al shlosha, matame midras. If something is 3 by 3 fingers, and you sit on it, if something that you could sit on, it's like a mat, it's metame midras. Shlosha shlosha chasa nima achas, if it's one thread less than that, it's not metame tumas midras. Every shear is like that. Right? Ein metame is midras. Now, says the Gemara, this is why it's a famous Gemara. V'chi ein nivlal in nayhavi. So what if it can't be nivlal? So what? If 61, it can't be nivlal. So what? V'hatanan, but we learned, imlo bol al kosher. If you don't do the belila, it's kosher anyway. So why do I care? Amar Rav Zera, famous line, kol haroy lebila. If it's roy to do bila, ain't bila ma'akev espo. Then the bila is not ma'akev. V'chol she'ain roy lebila. And if it's not roy lebila, bila ma'akev espo. Then the bila is ma'akev.
61.
So if you have 60, you don't have to mix it, because the belil is not ma'akev. But if you have 61, you can't do belil, then the belil becomes ma'akev. This is a principle that applies everywhere. Right? Like, what do you mean? I'll tell you where it applies. When a woman goes to the mikvah, or even a man has to go, she can't have a chatzitza. Right? So let's say she has a band-aid on her arm, she has to remove it, right? What about inside her mouth? When a woman goes to the mikvah, she cleans inside her mouth.
Right.
And when she goes to the, she opens her mouth and the water goes in her mouth? No. So why does she have to clean her mouth inside? Because kol haroi lebila and bila makeres. It has to be roi that if she would open her mouth, there'd be no chatzitza. But she doesn't have to open her mouth. Yeah? That's an application of this. It has to be roi to be okay? Yeah.
It's not mitching.
The idea is whatever we're talking about, it has to be roi to be done, but you don't have to do it. So it has to be roi that there's no chatzitza in the mouth, but you don't have to open the mouth. But it has to be roi. You hear that?
Yeah. That's an occasion that you have to go to the mikvah with an open mouth.
You don't have to open your mouth to go to the mikvah. You don't have to do that. But it has to be roi that it's good. Kala roi lebila, if it's roi to be mixed, if it's roi to be kosher, then the bila is not ma'akev. Now, there's a question that I've had for years, and no one's ever given me a satisfactory answer. So there's a Rashba that says like this. Let's say you take out a Sefer Torah, and you start to lean, and there are two letters touching each other. So that's a problem, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
So says the Rashba, kol haroi lebila ein bila ma'akeves po. If you can fix it, then you don't have to fix it.
Then you don't have to fix it.
Fix it
later.
You fix it later. But you can learn from it. Because right. You could fix it. But on Shabbos, when you can fix it, that'll be a problem.
Right.
Such a Rashba says that. So I'm thinking to myself, I wake up in the morning, well, I could put on tefillah now. So I don't have to. Right? I could put it. I could do it. Since I could do it, I don't have to do it. So you can get away with everything with saying this. So when do you say it and when don't you say it? Right? It's a question that I had, so, you know, I'm sure there's an answer for it.
Yeah, but you're talking about a whole mice in the you're not going to put on tefillin b'chlal. You haven't done anything. If you don't put on tefillin b'chlal, you haven't done anything.
But I'm right to.
You're right, so what? But you got to go through the motions.
We don't call it that. People will use it for coolest, whatever. But how can he even say such a thing? What was he thinking? How can he say such a thing?
Lila is not a mitzvah, is it? It's just a procedure.
Okay, but the point is, but it sheds light. I think with the woman, that's the classic case where they use it. Call a royal labila and bila makavas. You don't have to. Right? Or they say like this sometimes by.
What?
Yeah.
When I'm traveling,
just look at the tefillah.
Yeah. What?
You can't negate the whole. You can't negate the whole process. You can't say
I understand.
I'm not putting on tefillin at all. You got to at least go to the mikvah. So if you don't open your mouth, that's not my cabbage. I understand that, but right. If you can take out the whole.
It's lying in bed all day.
Huh?
Lying in bed all day. Yeah, I could get up. I don't have to get up.
Right. I could, but I don't want to.
Tell that to your employer.
I could come to work, but I'm Well, give me my check.
Right. This comes up in many other situations. With davening, sometimes by reading a bracha, someone can't read. You have to be able to read. All this in Shiloh comes up where this principle is said. It's said in many, many, many places. It comes up in many different situations. Okay.
It's an interesting
thing. It is the same. It's very interesting. Amar of Bibi, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. This is now a Gadata. Maisa bepreda achas shalbeis Rabbi. There was once a mule of Rebbe, Shemesa, and it died. Veshiru chachamim es dama berevius. And the chachamim were Mashiach. They figured out that the dam of the mule is a revius, and the dam is tame. The reason why, because we just said that shear has to be, right? Every shear has exact, right? Masa revietzko bar bisna. Hey, Rebbe Shua ben Beseira, al dam nevela shutar. There's no such thing as dam nevela. Dam nevela is tar. What do you mean you sat there and you figured out it's a revius? There's no such thing. Dam of the Nevela is not even tummy. Rabbi Yeshua ben Besira, Maisa, there was a story, for you know Kharin or Rudios, La Arayos, Meistari Shalmelech, they let loose the lions of the king, right? They let the king's lions eat the herd, the lions eat the food, so the king's lions eat the herd. For you only reglayim shekohen ad ruchuvo seyed, and there was blood up to our knees, or ankles, whatever that means. Right? Bedam. No one said a word. No one said everyone's Tommy now because he touched all this Nevela blood. No one said a word. So Ishtik, he was quiet. Right? What? Ishtik. Rav Bibi was quiet. He didn't have an answer. Amalei Rav Zvika, my time aloka mahadarmar. Why didn't you answer back? What was the answer? Right? My time aloka hadamar. So Amalei, hechya hadalei. How could I answer him back? I don't have the ability. Damar of Chanin, the pasuk says in the Tochacha, Vayuchayecha Teluim Lecha Mineged Zelokeach Tevua Mishana Lashana. That someone doesn't have any land. He doesn't have any crops, right? So, am I going to have Parnassa this year? I don't really have any crops. How am I going to have Parnassa this year? What am I going to do for Parnassa? Upachata to Laila Vayomam. That's one category of people. Then the other category of people, every week they have managed somehow to get it. What's going to be next week? That I don't know. But for the year, they weren't so nervous. They were nervous week to week. Then, every day he's worried. Right? Vahu Gavra, meaning himself, Alpalter Samech. He relies on the every day for his bread, and therefore he's very preoccupied how he's going to eat tomorrow, and he wasn't able to think clearly. Interesting Gemara. Mayhavi Allah, what's the bottom line about this issue, about the Dam Nevela? Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Mariana, Ben Asiyahava. He was a Rebbe in Rebbe's yeshiva. The Arule Kishmaitza, and he said over this Vart, that Beit Hillel held there is Tumah of Dam of Nevelas. Ditnan. There's a Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, something to change the Tanya. There are six things where Beit Hillel was more machmer. And this is one of them. Beit Shammai said that the dam is tahar, and Beit Hillel said the dam is tameh.
Is machmer or
mechel? He's machmer. He's machmer by saying, you touch that, you become tameh. It's machmer. According to Beit Shammai, you can touch it from day till tomorrow, you're not going to become tameh. Amar Biyosi, Rabbi Yehuda, af, right? Af. Shekishatimu Beis Hillel, lo timu el b'revias. Has to be at least a revias. Ho'el v'yachol likrosh v'lamad al kazayis. Because if it hardens, the blood congeals, there'll be a cure of a kazayis.
Only regal when they went out.
That's not a nevela.
What?
That's not a nevela.
Why? What? The dead mules.
Yeah, the dead mules, yes. But a shechita that's done properly is not a nevela. Saying in the Beis HaMikdash and all the blood that's not a nevela.
Only regal went up and went off through all that field of blood. They weren't metamed. They hold like Beis Shammai.
Maybe it wasn't a revius.
No, it was filled up the whole field. It's up to their
knees. Oh, this Gemara right here? Yeah, it wasn't say all the regal.
Yeah, it does. It went up to all the regal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are they? They passed like Beis Shammai?
What?
They were fine. All the regal went up and they were fine. They, no one said a thing to them. How was the Yitzhak Ben Nakam? That's going to Beis Shammai?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was according to Beis Shammai, yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow by the Mishnah. Everybody have a very good day.